So welcome back, everybody. Sorry it took me so long to get to this today. You have new koyach and all of a sudden newfound responsibilities come along. It was, believe it or not, a very laden and busy day. But I do want to share with you a few words of Torah. Firstly, because it's Torah, and we can't go wrong by studying Torah together. But particularly because I've been looking at the Chumash, the weekly Torah portion, maybe in a different way because of the circumstances that we're experiencing. You kind of look for inspiration. You kind of look for a deeper message. And here's what I'd like to share with you on this fifth day of Nisan. So the second reading of Parshas Tzav opens with a discussion of a very special grain offering. We, the Jewish people, were given many mitzvahs by Hashem, many mitzvahs by Almighty God. And a significant portion of those mitzvahs are Beit HaMikdash, or temple related. But there are special Jewish people amongst us, unique members of our tribe, if you will. And they're known as Kohanim. They are the individuals whom the Torah calls upon to represent Am Yisrael, and as it were, ultimately God, in the Beit HaMikdash. They are the ones who perform the rites in the Beit HaMikdash on our behalf, fulfilling the will of Hashem. And there are certain details in the Beis HaMikdash which are different when it comes to a Kohen. And that's the subject that the second reading of Parshas Tzav opens with. In the sixth chapter of Leviticus, after introducing the Parsha, or this particular portion with the typical verse, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, God speaks to Moses saying. Verse 13 reads as follows. Ze korban aharoin uvanov. This is the korban, the medium, the mechanism of closeness for Aharon and his children. Asher yakrivu l'Hashem, that they shall bring close before God, or to God, Biyom himashach oto, on the day that he is anointed. What is the special offering? It's asiras ha'efa. It's a tenth of an efa, which is a Hebraic or Torah measurement, of solet. Solet is fine flour. This is a mincha, a special meal offering, a grain offering, and it's tamid. It's a constant. Machatzisa baboker, half of this grain offering, or half of this flour, after it's handled in a very special way, has to be offered in the morning, umachatzita ba'erev, and half in the evening. So Rashi tells us that this korban, that this unique offering, which is applicable for Aharon uvanov, for Aharon and his children, is something which is unique, firstly, to the Kohanim, because Aharon is a Kohen. And the male progeny of Aharon are called Kohanim. So this is a korban which is not applicable to the vast majority of the Jewish people, only to a very special family within our tribe, namely the Kohanim, Aharon and his children. But Rashi goes on to tell us that this korban, although it's not really implicit in the verse, applies to regular Kohanim and what's referred to in Torah as Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol means the great Kohen. It is probably the origin of the Americana term, Big Kahuna. The Big Kahuna is a euphemism that people say, the guy's the big chief. So there was one Kohen who would be selected to serve as the high priest, or the great Kohen, the Kohen Gadol. Rashi tells us that this unique offering is not only for the Kohen Gadol, but it is something that's also applicable to what we would call a Kohen Hedyot, or an everyday, ordinary Kohen. And I quote, Af ha-Hedyotot, even the ordinary Kohanim, Makrivin asiris ha'efa. They too bring this grain in the form of a tenth of an epha, of fine flour, an epha being a measure of fine flour. Just like the Kohen Gadol, just like the big kahuna, just like the high priest does. When do they bring this? Rashi says, Beyom Sheheim Mitchanchin, on the day that they are inaugurated. The word mitchanchim is a verb. It boils down to the noun or root word of chinuch. Chinuch means education. And just as education could mean, well, many years of training, but education can also mean the first time you utilize or do something. That can be your education. That can be your inaugural education, your first run, your maiden run. So on the day that the Kohen is inaugurated or is educated into the ranks of kahuna, of priesthood, when he starts now to perform the avoda, after many years of training, by the way, now he is actually doing this for real in the Beis HaMikdash, then he brings this special grain offering. However, Rashi says, the first time a Kohen serves in the Beit HaMikdash, and the special grain offering has to be brought once in a lifetime. That's for an ordinary Kohen. Aval Kohen Gadol, but the high priest, the great Kohen, B'chol Yom. He has to do this on a daily basis. Shenemar, because it does say, Mincha Tomid. When I read this verse at the outset of this little presentation, I did read the Hebrew out loud, and the Hebraic terminology is Mincha Tomid. A Mincha typically refers to a grain offering, a meal or flour offering in the Beis HaMikdash, and it says a Mincha Tomid. Tomid means constant, continuously, something that happens on a daily basis. Meaning, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonov, the Kohen who is anointed, and this refers to the individual who will proverbially walk in the footsteps of Aaron, the original high priest. So the Kohen HaMashiach, the anointed Kohen, the big kahuna, that high priest who will fill the position of Aaron HaKohen, he will do this on a regular basis, Chok Olam, and that is an eternal statute. So essentially what we have here is a verse that describes a special grain offering. When you read the verse on a literal level, it seems on one hand to refer to Kohanim, to this special segment within the Jewish people, because it says this is the korban of Aharon Uvanov. Aharon Uvanov, Aaron and his progeny, is the typical way we refer to Kohanim. That's how we describe the priests in Torah terminology. But then it says, Asher yakrivu la Hashem, who draw before Hashem, biyom himashachoso, on the day that they are inaugurated, they are inaugurated seems to refer to the day of. But conversely, the rest of the verse says, mincha tamid, a constant offering, which leads us kind of to the question, so is it the day of, or is this a constant? So Rashi therefore explains to us that this verse, as it were, is almost speaking to us in a forked sense. On one hand, it's speaking to us about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol always brings the special grain offering. An ordinary Kohen would bring the special grain offering but once. And that would be on the day that the Kohen is inaugurated into the priestly service in the Beit HaMikdash. Let me share with you the words of our sages from what is known as Torat Kohanim. Torat Kohanim is the terminology that's used to describe the collection of sages from the genre of the Mishnah, as it is attached to the verses, to the actual psukim of the third book of the Torah, Sefer Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. So this is Mishnah genre, although it's not Mishnah, it's called Torat Kohanim, or Medrash Halacha. It's the way the verses are expounded, but it comes across to us in a syntax of rules and laws. So here's a circumstance, here's a situation, this is the rule, that's the law. but it's based on the verses. In the Mishnah, it's not based on the verses. In the Mishnah, it's case halacha, whereas in Torah Kohanim, the verses themselves are expounded upon. So the Torah Kohanim reads like this. Miyom shenimshach. The Torah Kohanim is speaking about the high priest. From the day that he is inaugurated, or literally, anointed, because the high priest was quite literally anointed with this special oil, which is known as Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil. Yes, this is the idea of Mashiach or anointed. It's a Torah concept that certain people, in order to be elevated to a transformational position, which could be like the high priesthood or like a monarchy, might actually be anointed. So miyom shenimshach, from the day that the Kohen Gadol is going to be anointed, existentially meaning inaugurated, mevi asiras ha'efa, he's got to bring this special grain offering in the form of a tenth of an efa measurement, ad olam, forever. Now, nobody lives forever, but as long as the Kohen Gadol lives, that's his responsibility. One moment. But is this something we should do forever? Oh, perhaps, says the Torah Kohanim, Eino Omer, it does not say, doesn't it say in the verse, Biyom Himashach Oso, on the day he was anointed, on the day he was inaugurated. So if it's on the day he was anointed, on the day he was inaugurated, then this should only be on that day. Ela b'yom shenimshach, it should be only on the day of inauguration. Maybe asira sa'efa, he should bring this tenth of an efa measurement. Umafsik, he's done his thing. He's a Kohen Gadol. He was brought into the priesthood. He was anointed or inaugurated into this position of extraordinary grandeur and greatness, a special grain offering, and now hands down. Now you just go about your job and your task. Talmud Lomar, but the rest of the verse reads, Mincha Tamid. It says it's got to be done regularly. It's an ongoing, a continuous grain offering. Now, I want to interject here for a minute. We're learning Torah Kohanim now, but the reason that Rashi introduced us to the idea of the regular Kohen and the Kohen Gadol and explained to us how this verse is kind of speaking to us in two voices is precisely because of the issue that the Torah Kohanim is wrestling with now. Although the Torah Kohanim is reading this verse as speaking about the Kohen Gadol entirely, Rashi deviated from the Torah Kohanim. He leans on the words of the Talmud. And the reason that he does this, leaning on the words of Gemara in Masechet Menachot on page 78, is precisely because this verse seems somewhat contradictory. On one hand, it speaks about the day of inauguration. On the other hand, it speaks about a constant or continuous offering. So this is, but the Torah Kohanim is focused on the Kohen Gadol, and the Torah Kohanim says, and I'm going back now, quoting directly, Hama ani mekayim. So how do I fulfill this verse? How do I establish this verse? Is it something that happens on the day of, or is it something that happens regularly on a daily basis? How do I understand the words biyom himashach oso? How do I fulfill the words on the day of inauguration when it says mincha tamid? Torah Kohanim responds and says, Biyom Himoshach Mevi Asir Saifa. On the day of inauguration, the Kohen Gadol brings a tenth of an Eifa, Adolam. He begins on this day, and then he continues to bring it day after day. Those are the words of the Torah Kohanim. Now, on one occasion, the Rebbe analyzed the words of this Medrash. Of this Medrash Halacha. And I have to tell you that there's the Mefarshim, the commentaries on the Torah Kohanim, spent a lot of time trying to work out the precise verbiage here. But the Rebbe says, I mean, the underlying question that all of the commentaries on this Torah Kohanim has is about the following. It says, "Hamani mikayim biyomi mashachoso." So how do I understand the meaning of on the day of inauguration? And the Torah's Kohen's answer, very simple. It's done on the day of inauguration. Ad olam, from there onward, continuously, until the end of his life. So the Rebbe says, if you think about it, it doesn't answer or explain the words biyom himashachosa, because the words biyom, on the day, himashach, that he is anointed, also that he is anointed, means on that day. Miyom Mashach also does not mean from that day onward, it means on that day. So the Torah Kohanim is kind of like adding the words, Miyom Mashach also, on that day, ad olam, and then forward. And the Rebbe's question, which is the question of many of the Mefarshim, and without these words, could I not have understood that? Why can't the pasuk, the verse, simply say, the Kohen Gadol is required to bring a special grain offering every day? Now, it's obvious that the Kohen Gadol would have to bring the special grain offering from the time he becomes a Kohen Gadol. When does he become a Kohen Gadol? When do you think? On the day he gets inaugurated. Yesterday he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. Now he's inaugurated. Now he's a Kohen Gadol. So it's obvious that if there are obligations, responsibilities, a particular mandate for a Kohen Gadol, that it applies to a Kohen Gadol, not an ordinary Kohen. And before he was inaugurated, well, he wasn't inaugurated. Let's say, just for example's sake, let's imagine that there's a certain responsibility that the President of the United States has. Let's say there's a daily thing, there's something daily, maybe a daily briefing. So you would say, well, it's a presidential responsibility, he's got to get a daily briefing. When would that begin? I don't know, on the day of his inauguration. I mean, when does day one start? Let's say that the chief of police has a certain responsibility. He's got to make a certain phone call every single day. He's got to do something, be it ceremonious or functional. He's got to do something every day. This is so when would that start? On the day he's inaugurated. On the day that he is formally brought into the job. So he can be a president-elect, a prime minister-elect. He can be a chief of police designate. But until the chief of police begins to actually work as chief of police, well, then he isn't the chief of police. When our new chief was sworn in almost a decade ago, so it was cute, interesting for me to see. It was like about a half hour after the inaugural ceremony, and then he tells the old chief, "Hey, chief, former chief, like, I need you to step aside and let the guys go back to work." It was. I think he was joking about it, but he was kind of serious. Like, now it's my mandate. Now the buck stops here. Now it's my responsibility. So from this day and onward, until I'm finished being the chief of police, it's my responsibility. Was yours. You've been divested. In other words, why did the Torah have to say, Biyom Himashach? It's self-understood. If there is a position of leadership, if there's a position of responsibility, if there's a position of prominence within the rubric of some kind of Torah law, that it would begin when the position begins. And if it's something that has to be done every day, so it's obvious it starts from whenever day that person rises to fill that position. In other words, the Torah's Kohanim asked the question, Biyom Himashach, on the day. What does this do for me on the day? It's something he does every day. And the Torah's Kohanim's response is, oh, because you should know, it starts on that day. And then it continues. And the Rebbe's question is, and if it wouldn't say, Biyom Himashach, and if it wouldn't say, on that day, would I not know that a daily responsibility of a Kohen Gadol begins on the day that he becomes a Kohen Gadol? So the Rebbe gave us a very, very unique and profound answer. The answer, the explanation of the Torah Kohanim, marshals a certain level of jurisprudence, a certain level of almost a legal understanding of this particular mission or mandate. But along with the legalese, and along with the technical obligatory responsibility on the Kohen Gadol, which is defined here in a particular way, I do think that there is something that we could all stop for a moment and think about, especially in light of, or if you want to call it light, the opposite of light, under the current circumstances, difficulties, and the challenges that we find ourselves. The Rebbe says that when we have a responsibility, a halachic obligation, we can also seek to define it. What exactly is this responsibility? Or what is the origin? What impels or makes this demand of the Kohen Gadol? Why does the Kohen Gadol have to bring this daily grain offering? And this is his suggestion. The reason that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a unique grain offering every single day of his life as a Kohen Gadol is because the Kohen Gadol is, as it were, reinaugurated on a daily basis. In other words, the Kohen Gadol is never supposed to get comfortable with his position. Well, I was a regular Kohen, I'm a Kohen Gadol now. Every day when the Kohen Gadol begins his job, it's as if he's being inaugurated into this extraordinary position of commitment, devotion, dedication, and responsibility to the Jewish people all over again. It's as if this obligation is mitchadesh, as if there's some kind of novelty, as if it's applying to him in a fresh and dynamic manner on a daily basis. Let's think about it in the terminology that Rashi used. The first day that a Kohen Hedyot, an ordinary Kohen, begins his service in the Beis HaMikdash, he brings a special meal offering. Why? Well, it's his first day on the job. And, you know, like they say, you can't have a second chance to make a first impression. You don't have a second time to have a first day on the job. It's your first day on the job. The first day on the job is, well, the first day on the job. So, a regular Kohen, first day on the job, there's a special mechanism of closeness, a special korban, a special offering, a special grain gift that the Kohen has to bring. But the Kohen Gadol, well, the Kohen Gadol, it's kind of like it's always his first day on the job. Because we're talking about a responsibility. We're talking about the weight of the world on his shoulders. We're talking about a commitment that he has to be mindful of every single member of Am Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol and his behavior necessarily impacts the wellness and well-being of every single member of the nation. Think about the pressure. If the Kohen Gadol's heart is turned astray, he's done a disservice to a nation. If a Kohen Gadol isn't focused, if he doesn't have it together, not only has he dishonored himself, not only has he impacted his own ability to function, but on a spiritual level, he has necessarily made a difference, not a positive difference, to every single member of the nation of Israel. And when the Kohen Gadol behaves as he should behave, when the Kohen Gadol does what he is supposed to be doing, he enriches the lives of millions, quite literally. You're not supposed to get used to that. That's not supposed to become old hat. That's not just another day on the job. That's something that begins all over again every single day. And the Rebbe suggests that's the meaning of Biyom Himashach. Do you know why a Kohen Gadol has to bring a special grain offering every single day? Because it's an obligation that comes along with Biyom Himashach, the inaugural day, the first day on the job, necessarily recalls or brings forth from him this obligation, this commitment. that it's he has to be mevi asidus ha'ifa because it's his first day, because it's the day he's being inaugurated, because it's the day that he begins a mission of such importance, a mission that necessarily makes a difference for every single member of Am Yisrael. It's almost like mind-boggling, almost overwhelming. He has to do it ad olam, meaning, in the Rebbe's words, kol yom v'yom, every day of a Kohen Gadol's life, is nechoshov avura Kohen Gadol ki yoyim himoshach hoisei. Every day of a Kohen Gadol service, it's like the first day on the job. It's like the day he was inaugurated. The Kohen Gadol must ever remain in awe of the position and the responsibility that divine providence has placed in his hands. And that's why every day he has to bring this special korban. It's really interesting. The Rebbe notes that in the commentary of the Meiri, in Mesechet Shkolim, on the seventh chapter, the Meiri kind of talks about what happens if a Kohen, a regular Kohen, were to serve in the Beit HaMikdash or perform the Kohanic rites without first bringing that special mincha. He says, well, it would still be effective. Not ideal, but still be effective. And then he says, if a Kohen Gadol serves on any day without first having brought his Minchas Chavitim, without first having brought his special grain offering, well, it's still okay. Not ideal, though. In other words, the first thing a Kohen Gadol should do is bring that special offering, because it's like that offering is the mechanism through which the Kohen Gadol is supposed to realize the awesome nature of the responsibility that providence has placed upon him. And that kind of explains the Torah's Kohanim, and it explains this pasuk. It gives us an appreciation for the tremendous importance of the job of the Kohen Gadol. You know, I was thinking that we for so long have taken everything for granted. We didn't feel like life's a gift. We didn't feel like it's a privilege to live in freedom, have freedom of movement, to live without fear and anxiety. Most of us haven't thought twice about our health in a very long time. We didn't think about the gift of being able to come together as a community, the gift of being able to socialize, the gift of being able to unite under the roof of Hashem's special house and celebrate our Yiddishkeit together. Who thought twice? I mean, yeah, we all heard stories about the war years, or stories about times when people had challenges. But let's be honest. When was the last time we actually stopped and appreciated the many, many gifts of life? When was the last time we stopped and realized that every day is a unique gift, and nothing can be taken for granted? When was the last time we had the privilege of making a simcha, whether it's marrying off a child or having a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah of your children, and you didn't even think twice? When was the last time we had the privilege of making a brit and everybody came together and we celebrated the baby naming and the entrance into the covenant of Abraham? And even think about the fact that we can do this in freedom, and we can come together and share good cheer and l'chaim and food and celebrate together. That we can bring a baby girl into shul and name her and dance and celebrate and everybody's happy together. Who took these things for granted? Everybody did. Who thanked God for the awesome and amazing opportunity for families, generations to be able to come together? Who thought twice? Really, none of us. And now everything is like so difficult, and things that we took for granted just a short while ago can't be taken for granted anymore. The notion that so many members of our nation will be alone for Pesach is heartbreaking. Who thought about that ever? The notion there are people who are gasping for breath. The notion that even a simple shopping trip, if you're allowed out of your house, is something you think twice about and maybe now put a mask on. Maybe now is a time for us to count our blessings, not our misery. There's plenty, unfortunately, of misery and sadness, lots of despondency to go around, but we have many, many gifts. Those of us who have our health should thank Hashem, not just live in fear and anxiety of losing our health, but actually thank Hashem, say Moida'ani with a sense of fervor. Like, it's like, wow, my lungs are working today. I'm actually able to get out of bed in the morning. Those of us who have the good fortune of spending time under one roof with our families, we have children. What a gift. Those of us who have the opportunity to be able to engage socially through social networking, be it Facebook or Zoom or whatever other mediums we're using, these are gifts, my friends, and we should appreciate them. Just as a Kohen Gadol was expected to appreciate and be in awe of the responsibility and the gift that he received on a daily basis, I hope that you and I will begin to really live with an attitude of gratitude and thank Hashem for all of the good things we have, as we pray for so many of the good things that we took for granted that we don't have to be restored to us, and that Emir Tzashem, everything should come back. Our economy should come back. Our health should come back. Our community should be stronger than ever. People should be free, have freedom of movement, freedom to celebrate, freedom to embrace each other appreciatively, thanking Hashem and being joyous and counting our blessings. You know, there was a great man whose name was Chizkiyo, one of the greatest kings of the Jewish people. And there's much to be said about Chizkiyo, but in a word, he came to the brink of death. On every level, he was on a deathbed. His kingdom was about to collapse. And literally, in one night, on the night of Pesach, everything changed. Everything changed for the very best. And the Gemara says, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasis Chizkiyo Mashiach. God looked at Chizkiyo at Hezekiah and said, this is a man who's worthy of bringing the world to peace, of ushering in universal global God consciousness. This is the person who could be the Mashiach. But he had one terrible shortcoming. Shalei Omar Shira. He didn't say thank you. I'm sure he said Moda'ani. He didn't say thank you. He didn't express himself in the fullest sense. He didn't express that gratitude in the fullest way. And that was a shortcoming, a debilitating shortcoming. Let's say Shira. Let's thank Hashem. Let's live lives of gratefulness. Let's live lives of thankfulness. Let's have an attitude of gratitude. Each and every day, let's find things to be joyous about. And let us hope that Emir Tzashem, very, very soon, and in our time, together, we will sing the greatest Shira of all, the 10th Shira, with the coming of Mashiach b'mheira, will be Amenu Amen. Thank you.